Okay, so we are going to continue where we left off last week, discussing Tanya Perek Chav Beis, where the Baal Tanya wrote there that the Rebbeinu Shlom created this entire process called Tzimtzum, wherein he concealed himself in creation through numerous forms of Tzimtzum, of concealment, of hiding his presence, of hiding the Ayin Seif. And the Baal Tanya mentioned in passing that this was done in order to punish the wicked who destroy a world that was created with 10 statements, and in order to reward the tzaddikim who sustain a world that was created with 10 statements. And that these 10 statements are, as mentioned in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, are the very 10 forms of concealment, main forms of concealment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used in order to hide his presence in the world, which allows for free choice for humanity, and thereby allows for this reward that we're discussing and for the punishment. Now, I was able to find several different sources that ask the question that something just doesn't seem right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would conceal himself in order to punish the wicked. Hashem is not out to punish anybody. What does that mean? So last week we discussed the approach of the Marva Shamish. The Marva Shamish says that lihipara min harishoyim means exactly the opposite. It means to make less the punishment of the wicked. That due to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is so unbelievably concealed in this world, as a result, lihipara min harishoyim, that they get punished less because their free choice is so exhaustive due to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so remote. Then, I wanted to share with you how the Maranayim learns this sugya, and in very practical terms, how we can relate to this issue of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's concealing himself in creation. How does that concealment present itself in very practical terms? So, Maranayim went on to discuss that due to the fact that human beings live in such a physical world, that it's virtually impossible for a person to be able to create within himself the interest or the ability to love Hashem or to fear Hashem, because it's so intangible. Therefore, what the Rebbeinu Shlom did was he allowed his presence to be constricted, to be placed into physical love, physical fears, in order that with the emotions that they're being presented in the physical world, as a result of that, the person will chap, hey, where does this love come from? Where does this fear come from? Hey, after all, this comes from a very exalted source. And instead of using it for the lowly source, which is its physical manifestation, the person will take it and elevate it and use it for the Rebbeinu Shlom. So we continue in the handouts, which are on the website there on domestic.blogspot.com. And we continue the Maranayim in the new two-volume Maranayim. It's on Resh Ayin Gimel, bottom left-hand corner. Continues the Maranayim, that if a person is able to do this, va'oz mevi adover, then the person is able to bring this. Da'inu amida shayisa b'tzimtzum emetza, this attribute, this character trait, that was in this tremendous confinement, it was lowered. You take an exalted love, and it ends up getting lowered into something so crass and so physical. Hold one second, I'm sorry. Is he ends up elevating it, El Sharshai, to its source, El Oilem Ha'ahava V'taniga Elyon Shubalei Meitzar. So if the person focuses that this love comes from exalted, noble source, and he's able to turn it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he elevates it to the world of love and pleasure. And this is going to be a very important point, which is without boundary, meaning Shasham Uchasadim Gemurim. In its source, it is total chesed, shemisham binyan ha'ilam, because the midah of chesed is the building blocks of the world, like the Pasuk says, Olam Chesed Yibana. The world is built on Chesed. By a person focusing in on this, a person who does the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after all, that was Hashem's only intention, was to arouse the person to this higher love. That's why he sent him this lowly, crass love. So when this person comes along and is cognizant of the fact that this love stems from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the person is able to elevate that love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when he recognizes that this was one of the chasadim of Hashem, is k'moy shemoytzi amida yoyna min atzimtzum, just like the person is able to elevate this exalted mida from its lowly, constricted, confined stage of human lust, and he elevates it to its source, which is the godly midah of chesed, is kach mistalkin gamken adinim mimenu min olam. By doing so, due to the fact that he said earlier that the very meaning of the word midah means to measure, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu measured his presence and lowered it into this world. And now by elevating it, the person elevates it from its constricted state into its exalted, unconstricted state. See, he takes it from being the Midas HaDin and releases it into the Olam of Chesed. So he showers upon the world the Midah of Chesed. Ki Adinim Hem Soida Tzimtzum. Because every presence of this measured aspect of the Midah is Tzimtzum. Avak Shuyoitzim in HaTzimtzum. But when the person is able to extract it from its confined state, as anis batlu adinim, so he nullifies this concept of justice. Vinitoysif teivu bracha yoda, and he brings about a tremendous flow of bounty and blessing to the world. We're now in the next paragraph in the Moronayim. So in your copy here, it's still in the middle of number 3. This is not only true of love, but this is true of all character traits. Kigoin yira, like fear. Hashem's wisdom, which cannot be fathomed, decreed that no human being can come to true, pure fear unless the person's physicality also experiences some experience of fear. Is therefore Hashem's highest form of awe of yira was lowered, and it too was lowered into physical crass things. It was lowered to the degree where any physical person can be aroused, can experience fear in its lowest stage. He explains, due to the fact that the fear itself is embodied, is enclosed, and also a very physical thing. It's like any secular fear. Meaning, not a godly fear, but the fear of the IRS, the fear of a dog. But the main intent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this for is Shemadad V'tzimtzim Zoyis HaMid Hashem, the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed his exalted, unfathomable, awesome fear to be lowered into a dog is B'chdei Shal Yideya Mokamahu Shesham Tzimtzim HaYir Al Yoyna. He only did it in order that, because the Rebbeinu Shalom lowered and placed his fear into such a lowly stage, he did it for us. It makes it much easier for a physical person, a human being, to come into touch with this attribute called yira. Because he's already in the mode of experiencing fear. And as a result of that, he can immediately start to fear. He can use it to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The result of that will be, he's going to extract it from its lowly confined stage and bring it back to its source above. But the result will be, by doing so, he will nullify the physical manifestations of the fear that he was experiencing. I've said enough for anybody who's a maven. Because you must understand that the only reason that a person is experiencing harshness or confinement in any area of life is because he is experiencing tzimtzum. But if we take any midah, not just fear, but any midah, and we elevate it towards the Rebbeinu Shalom, nizbatlu. At that moment, we nullify the physical manifestation. Because Hashem's intent in ever giving the person the experience in the first place was only to call his attention to this exalted form of whatever midah it is. But a person who doesn't have this mindset, he never will remain in this lowly place here below. The person Nebuch will, rather than elevating it, will drag himself even lower to a place that was not even at that level. He's going to drag it down further. And then the person Nebuch is going to have to deal with the fact that he will be subjected to the new harshness that he has created by lowering it even further. Okay, now we got to skip a little bit. It's all gorgeous, but we got to skip a little bit to get to number 4. Huh? Klala de Milsa. Here is the bottom line. Ki chol advarim sheboilom im kol amidoi sheyesh b'chol advarim agashmim v'anivroim. This is absolutely staggering words. Elsewhere, I believe he brings this from the Baal Shem HaKadosh. Here is the rule. Everything in the world, with all the midas that exist in all physical things, b'chol advarim agashmim v'anivroim, any physical expression, any physical midah, hemrak moshel lahavin mehem hanimshal. Everything we see in this world is but a parable to understand the nimshal. What is the lesson? Shubchines elikus shebedavar hahu. Everything that Rabbi Shalom has us interact with in this world is only to grab our attention in order that we will focus on the nimshal, on the truth, on the real lesson, which is the godliness that exists in that thing. This is the simplest meaning of the entire world is suffused with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. This is akin to a teacher who is trying to relate to a student a concept. It's going to be impossible for the student to grasp what the Rebbe is teaching. Unless the Rebbe lowers it, and he puts it in terms that the student can grasp. And by doing so, the student will grasp the true lesson. So you have a pie, and the teacher takes the pie and cuts it into slices, and thereby is able to teach the student the concept of fractions. If the teacher is a brilliant mathematics teacher, and he were to teach according to his level, the student would never get it. We must understand that the same applies, that this is Hashem's intent in his world. We must understand that this is why the Rebbeinu Shleilim allowed sublime, exalted midos to be expressed in lowly, crass things, k'meshiksiv, unbelievable interpretation in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Re'ei, behold, nasati lefanecha yoyim esachayim vesatoiv. Behold, I place before you today life and goodness, vesamavis vesara, and death and evil." Because the Torah is trying to tell us that this choice is in our hands. We have the choice every time. Are we going to take the Mida and use it to be elevated? Or are we, God forbid, going to take the Mida and use it to be degraded? Comes the Torah and says, choose life. And all the Mefarshim say, why does the Torah need to tell us something so obvious? Comes the Maranaim and teaches, Pirish, what does it mean, Bechaim, choose life? Pirish, Bechios, choose the life of the situation. Bechios, Bechavanas, Habayah Baruch Hu Shebedav Rahu, choose the life, the true life source, the real intent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to allow us to experience that episode. Ki behepich chas v'sholem, because if we choose the other way, Nikra Misa, that's called death, because we are lowering that expression of godliness into even a lower, more degraded place. Quoting the Zohar, "Kiman denochas midarge," because someone who goes down a level, kribe vayamas, about him it says death. Continues the Maranayim, Pasukin Koheles, behold, you shall see life with this woman that you love. Comes the Maranaim and says, Pirish, im oisayo ahava, with this love, tira alachiyah shemalavish bedovi, you will be able to experience true love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't allow it only to remain with the love towards one's spouse. Rather, if a person that can experience true love to their spouse, that will give them the ability to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through this. And as a result of that, it will be re'ei chayim. You'll elevate that love to a truly exalted, sublime place. In the next paragraph, he quotes the Baal Shem HaKodesh, very famous Baal Shem HaKodesh. All right, let's do it inside. We'll move through this a little bit quickly because we need to do the next paragraph a little bit slowly. Vizel, this is the meaning. The Torah says, a person who takes his sister, chesedu. So normally it's translated, it's shameful. As explained elsewhere in the name of the Baal Shem, because the love contained in the forbidden relations, those are droppings that fell off from the most exalted love. Why? Bigday, for this very reason that we've been discussing. Through the Tzimtzum we can come to love Hashem. Because without human experiences of love, lo yisayir by midahi, we'll never get to love. A person who takes his sister, but rather than exalting it, he gets dragged down. Is Eichle Nosen died to love in Kichesedu? How did he not come to realize that this experience is a sublime heavenly Chesed? Pirshu Noivleis Mimidas Chesed Alyana, that this is something that stems from the highest love. Bichday, in order, Shayyidei Zayyele Benekel, love of the Avaz Abayu Baruchu. The Rabban Shalemi orchestrated the whole thing so that the person would grab a hold of the highest love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this person, instead of being elevated with it, he was dragged downward. And as a result, he forced the Rebbeinu Shlom to change it. There's nothing worse that can take place. Next paragraph, this is unbelievable. V'zeu gam ken ma sh'omer Chazal. This is, explains a famous Chazal. Chazal say that there was a machlekes between Yeravam ben Nevat, the wicked Yeravam, and Ben Yishai and David HaMelech, and Rabbi Yishlaim says, it says that Rabbi Yishlaim, Yeravam had awesome potential. And Rabbi Yishlaim grabbed Yeravam and he said to him, Chazer bach, return. And Yeravam was about to do so, but he said, Mi Barosh, who's going to be in front? The Rabbi Yishlaim says to him, Ani va'ata uben Yishai netayel b'ganeden. You and I and David HaMelech will stroll together in Ganeden. And the Gemara says that Yeravam said, Mi Barosh, who's going to be first? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ben Yishai Barosh. Even though when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it to him the first time, he said, Ani va'ata. Some beautiful Musar Vetter on that. But here, the point that he's drawing is that it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tofsoi li Yeravam bibigdoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed hold of Yeravam by his cloak. And he said, come back. Says the Maharnaim, what does it mean he grabbed him by his cloak? Ki beged hu levush. As we said earlier, every beged is a garment. Ki dover ahush nislab shabaya mido yoina, because this attribute in which the highest mido was contained, dainu ahava oyayira nikra beged, that at that moment, that love, or that awe, that fear, is a garment that the person is wearing at the moment, kalmar, b'chdeishya, then the Rebbe Shlom gave it to him to help the person. But v'im ein das, if the person is not cognizant of what's really going on, is chas v'shalom adad abanasas le'sam ha'mavis kamar, it's going to end up killing the person. K'agadish baruch ha'mach v'shachov etz chesedu, v'ein ereitze b'misosan shal rishoyim. Because due to the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom desires kindness, and he doesn't want to see people disappear, he doesn't want to see them die, is mitzamtim is atzmeila odam b'ashirusham. The Rebbeinu Shlom is going to allow his exalted, awesome love to be lowered and degraded to the person where that person is. B'madrega u'kamer, v'zen nikra toifsei b'bigdai. Unbelievable. The Rebbeinu Shlom will grab him where that person is at, with his garment, wherever that person's weakness is. Bilavushai, in his personal garment. Shenislabish by Beisai, whatever garment that person can relate to at that moment, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lower himself to it. V'amalai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries out to every one of us, Chazor bach, come back to me. Because quite the contrary, with this very feeling, with this very desire, with this very fear that you have now, this is the most opportune time to turn to Hashem. On the pasuk that says that Hashem peers through the windows, He looks through the cracks. Ki afilu b'shosh harosh ohilich la'asas aveira. Said the Baal Shem HaKadosh that even when a person is going to do a violation, b'chedem yuchad, locked up in a room alone, noifelis olav yira, the person is overcome with a fear, mizdamal, and he thinks, ki l'roi oisa shumadim. It seems to him like somebody's watching. Zeo shayir al yonim etzam tzemes es atzme etzle, the person should realize that what's going on is that the highest fear has come to him, be'esahi, at that moment, la'viya yirib l'vavai, to bring fear into his heart, b'chdei shiyere me'abay baruch hu v'yazev sichlusai. That fear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it to allow the person to recognize that Hashem is there, and he should drop his plan. Ela adrab, quite the contrary, b'ahava v'yirai, with that love, with that fear, yenekalai, it is a great opportunity, l'haschalev, to start loving Hashem. V'alkin v'zdamalai, therefore it seems to him, ki'ilu echad mashgiach minachalainas, tzimetzis minacharakim. That's why the Baal Shem HaKadosh says that it seems to the person as if somebody's watching, because indeed somebody is watching. And the Rebbeinu Shlom is calling out to him to use this opportunity to elevate himself to back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I'd like to fast forward to how he explains the going back to the Mishnah. Okay, so fast forward, let me just see in this copy where it is. Okay, so this is letter where I have the number 6. V'zeu neshama parm svaseinu. Where is it in this copy? Okay, so it's right by the one line after the Neshama Parm Svaseinu in the two-volume Maranayim. It's on Resh Ayin Zayin. The next line there, it says, U'bezeh Tovin. Right at the end of the line. U'bezeh Tovin Mashiksiv. Tzadik Moishel B'yiras Elikim. The Tzadik rules with the fear of God. Me Moishel B, Tzadik. Who rules over me? The Tzadik. As he discussed earlier, the wicked don't comprehend that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to reach out to them. As a result, they use the fear and the awe and the love, and rather than being elevated by it, they get dragged down with it. And as a result, the source of that midah remains constricted in the Midas Adin. In contrast to that, when the tzaddikim do utilize those Midas, so they return the wrath of the king, like a prince. If the prince comes in, even when the father's angry, because the king is so close and is so loving to the prince, so it is aroused, his love for his son. So everybody else benefits as well. So too, when due to the fact that the tzaddikim draw themselves close to their Father in heaven, and they give this pleasure of recognizing that that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed his exalted sublime Midah to be placed into such lowly things, and rather than dragging them further down, the Tzaddik elevates them. As a result of this, the Rebbeinu Shalom Kav Yochel, his mind is settled, and he ends up sweetening, he ends up tempering the justice, the judgment that was created through the wicked. And now he says, "Zeli para min arishoyim shemabdin." It doesn't mean to punish them, basar mamaris. Rather, kiav shabriyay basar mamaris litevasan. Even though the Rebbeinu Shlom allowed the world to be created with 10 statements for the benefit of the wicked, how? Because even there in their lowly place, they're able to grasp Hashem's awesome midos. And in the same plan, he allowed his exalted sublime midos to be lowered even to their lowly state where they are, in order that they use the opportunity to sober up and recognize Hashem's presence. And despite that, they end up being distanced by it because they don't pay attention to it. So what he's saying is that not that that was the goal. The goal was to pay them back, meaning to get their attention in order to call out to them. That's why he created it in 10 steps. So for two reasons. The first one is to get a hold of the Rasha, meaning not the way we translate the Mishnah normally is to punish the wicked. He's saying not at all. Quite the contrary. It's to liparam and arashoyim, is to pay them back, meaning to grab their attention using a handle that they can relate to. They can relate to that love. They can relate to that fear if they choose to do so. So he allows his presence to be restricted and constricted, symptom after symptom after symptom, in order to get their attention. And similarly, to give reward to the tzaddikim who sustain the world. As we explained, through the fact that Hashem created the world with these 10 statements, without the 10 statements, they would never get the reward, they'd never be able to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Bibig Doi, as he said earlier, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed Yeravam Bibig Doi. The Rebbeinu calls out to every one of us where we are at, using the tools, using the consciousness that we have, that level of awareness, that's how he reaches out to every single one of us, and that's the greatest tzimtzum, that he allows those exalted midas to come down to us where we're at. The hope is, and every day he hopes, that we'll take that midah and turn it around and elevate it back to him. So this is but one example of this concept of tzimtzum. Obviously in the creating of the physical world and every one of its manifestations, it required tremendous, awesome tzimtzum. But here's something that we can mamish relate to. That here we can experience loves and fear and pride and victory and all the exalted midas in our own vernacular, in our own terms, and then we understand, as the Maharnaim is teaching us here, a very practical form of tzimtzum. Where did it come from? How do we experience love? Well, the Rebbeinu Shlom allowed his sublime, exalted love to be placed into things that we can touch, that we can experience. But the tachlis of it is to grab the attention of the Rishayim and to reward the tzaddikim. So, Mitzvah, next Wednesday night, again, it'll be call-in only.